Hey friends, welcome back to the Special Kind of Motherhood podcast. Today I want to talk with you about something that really can actually have an impact on our health. A lot of times we don't realize that it can actually have an impact on our health because often we just really aren't aware of how much stress it puts on our body and on our mind and honestly, sometimes even on our spirit. And what I want to talk with you today is about how we can handle criticism from others, specifically related to parenting our children with a disability. And I'm going to share with you 5 different questions that I ask myself whenever I am dealing with criticism from someone related to my parenting or my child. So let's go ahead and get started. Hi friend, do you dream of having a garden but you don't know where to start? Do you want to switch to more natural products but feel overwhelmed by all the options? Do you believe that a holistic lifestyle would help your special needs kiddo but you're daunted by all the information out there? Welcome to the Special Kind of Motherhood podcast, where you will learn how to work towards your dream for homesteading, gardening, and holistic living in small, simple steps that won't overwhelm you.
Hi, I'm Ashley. I'm a wife, Jesus follower, and mom to some amazing kids. As some of my kids began experiencing health struggles and developmental delays, I decided it was time to switch to a holistic lifestyle. I quickly became stressed out and burnt out, feeling like I needed to change everything at once. I finally realized that I had to start making one small change at a time, then build from there. I learned to walk this holistic journey in a way that works for me and my family without stress or overwhelm or constantly feeling like I wasn't doing enough. If you're ready to hear from another mama who understands what it's like to have no time and who can help you make changes towards better health for your family in a way that works for your specific life, then this is the podcast for you. Pop in your earbuds, reheat your coffee for the third time, and let's do this.
Hey friends, are you looking for a like-minded community where you can just share in the journey of parenting your child that has special needs? Maybe you're looking for some support. Maybe you are looking to switch to a healthier lifestyle, but you also don't know where to get started. Maybe you're interested in herbal medicine or growing a garden or trying to have cleaner ingredients in your home and on your skin. Well, if that is the case, then head over to our free Facebook community and join us there. We would love to support you along your journey. You're welcome to ask questions, to get recommendations about different things that you are coming up against and trying to figure out as you support your family and their health journey. You can find us at bit.ly/motherhoodcommunity. I hope to see you there. So I'm just going to go ahead and jump right in. I do want to share initially that this is something I have honestly struggled with a lot over the years. It has gotten better over time. Obviously, along this journey, we do learn to develop a thicker skin. We also learn to not necessarily hold as much value into what other people think of our situation, because a lot of times what we are experiencing and our family dynamics are very much different and countercultural. So that is, I think, is part of it, but also part of it has been learning to have confidence in my own parenting skills and in the fact that I do know my children very well. And I know that I do my best job, like the best job I can possibly do, to research and educate myself and to do what is best for them. Now, that doesn't mean I don't get it wrong sometimes, because I do, and we will get into that later. But I know my heart, I know what I desire to do, and I know that I don't walk into decisions for them without having researched and really tried to educate myself as best as possible. And then also talk to my husband about it as a sounding board, because sometimes I do miss things. And so having him to really talk over that situation with about, like, hey, is this a good idea, or am I missing something, or this person said this and I'm not sure, I maybe part of it is true. Just having that is also very beneficial. But I want to encourage you, if you feel like this is something that is really a struggle for you, where you get really stressed out, you feel very sensitive or even insecure whenever you come up against criticism, specifically about your child, specifically about like a deficit they might have, or about how you handle your child, just know that you are not alone in struggling with that. I have honestly had times where I just absolutely felt crippled by the amount of defeat that I felt and feeling like a failure. So as you go along this journey and as you practice these skills of creating healthy boundaries for yourself with other people and how you allow their opinions to affect your life, it will get better. Because I can say now it's significantly better for me. I don't struggle with it anywhere near as much. Now, if I'm already having an off time or maybe feeling like I'm not doing great in a certain area and someone brings that up, then absolutely I might struggle, but it's nothing like it was before. So this is just to encourage you and say, it's okay. I've been there. I mean, I still get there sometimes, but it's much, much better than it has been in the past. And I think part of the reason why is because I do ask myself these five questions whenever something comes up. So number one, the first thing I ask myself is this person fully informed about either my child or the situation? A lot of times you will have someone, maybe a stranger at the grocery store, say something. Well, they're not fully informed about the situation. Their opinion about the situation really isn't relevant. They don't know what's going on. They don't know what's going on with your child. They are just making assumptions and most likely very rudely giving their opinion based off of their assumptions. So when that is the case, my answer to this question is no, they are not fully informed about the situation or my child. I just say, okay, I'm not going to worry about it then. Their opinion is not important to me. It does not add any, I don't have any value in their opinion, nothing against them, but it's not going to change anything about what I'm doing because I know that they actually don't even know what they are talking about and they are just making an assumption based off of whatever they think is going on. Okay, the second question I ask myself, if the answer is yes, this person is actually fully informed and they do know about my child and the situation, then the second question I ask myself is, do I actually value their opinion? Are they someone that I actually look up to? Are they someone that I care what they think? Are they someone that I would like to model my life after, that I would like to model my parenting after? Are they someone that I think, wow, they actually have a lot more knowledge in this area than I do, and so maybe they are seeing something that I'm not seeing? Or the other question I ask that goes along with this is, do I value their opinion? And also, are they invested in my family and do they love us? So do they want what is best for us? If the answer to both of those is yes, then most likely I'm going to take what they say very seriously and really evaluate myself or my child or the routine we have and see if there's something that we need to change, because it's very likely they could be seeing a blind spot and it's something I need to address. But if it's, again, the answer is no, I don't really value their opinion, and honestly, they really don't have a lot to do with us, they just occasionally show up and say something rude when they see us or something critical, then again, I'm letting this go. I'm not going to choose to hold on to that or say that that defines me, defines my child, or that it shows some kind of deficit in my parenting. Number three, this one is actually a very, very helpful question for me anyways. I found it extremely helpful. And this is, am I feeling bothered by what they said because I feel insecure about this area with either my parenting or feeling like I am failing my child in this specific area? So a lot of times what has been my experience is maybe someone didn't word it amazing, but it also wasn't horrible. And I was just already feeling insecure, or I was already feeling like I was failing in that area. And so therefore it really brought up a lot of insecurity in me because it was like, oh my goodness, this is just confirming that I am failing my kid and that this is not good, that I'm not doing well, or I'm not giving them what they need. And so if the answer to this is yes, I am actually bothered because I'm already feeling insecure in this area, then I have to ask myself after that, is there something that I actually need to change? This is where going and talking to my husband has been really helpful for me because, again, he can sometimes see things I don't see. He's not home with the kids all day long like I am, and he knows us very well. So if I can bring it up to him and say, this is something I feel like I'm failing in, do you have any ideas for how we can change this, how I could improve this, and just get that feedback from him, because a lot of times he can give me ideas that I just cannot think of, like, especially if I'm in the middle of a very stressful situation that's lasted for quite a while with a child, sometimes your creative thinking has just left. And so having someone else who, you know, is invested, knows your family dynamics very well and loves you to actually give you ideas can really be very helpful. And it's something you have to humble yourself and be open to receiving. And I do think that that takes practice. It takes learning how to accept help from other people and how to accept that that sometimes you are doing it wrong and that they are just there to help you. They're not being critical. They just want the best for you and your child. And I will say also what I have found is that God has really used this as teaching moments for me and showing me different things that I need to work on, whether with myself, with handling my own reactions, with creating schedules for the kids, with all kinds of different things. So this isn't necessarily always a bad thing. If you know that the person is invested in you, they love you, they know your situation, and they're not trying to just be needlessly critical about you or your child, they're actually wanting to help, then I would really sit down and evaluate, okay, I was feeling so bothered because they said this, because I already knew deep down that I was not doing what I should, or I already knew deep down that this was an area that we were really struggling in. So what can we do to really focus our attention on improving this area for myself or the child or whatever the situation is for your specific family dynamics? Okay, number four would be, and this is kind of the opposite. So if the person has not been, like, they don't know the situation, or they do know the situation, but they're not really that invested in you, they're just being needlessly critical, then number four for me would be, do I actually just need to set a boundary with them and communicate to them that their approach is not helpful? And this could honestly work either way. If they are trying to help, but their approach isn't helpful, then maybe just kindly sitting them down and say, I know you love us. I know you want to help us. And I really appreciate your feedback because you sometimes see things that I can't see, but I really need for you to share it in a way that feels less critical, a way that feels as if you are actually wanting to help and not just criticize. Or maybe you're just feeling so sensitive about the subject that you just need to say, I know you love us. I know that you want the best for us. But right now, I just need you to not offer this feedback unless I ask you for it. You have to figure out that specific dynamic with your family. And it really does depend on their intentions and how you feel, like if they're just being critical or if they're actually trying to help. If they're just being critical, again, it could be as simple as, I understand that you have an opinion about the situation, but I would really appreciate if you didn't share it unless I specifically ask you. I understand that you see stuff, but I promise you I'm doing the absolute best that I know of for my child, and I'm always open to change. And if I would like your input, I will gladly come and ask you for it. Just something like that. And don't be rude or unkind or anything like that, but just being open and honest and letting people know that it's not okay for them to just come up and be critical. Because the thing is, when you have children that just interact with the world differently, it tends to open you up to more criticism. And that's why I say often we have to get a thick skin, because we're open to more criticism. And that is just the way it is. We often interact with and really just have family dynamics that are not the same as everyone else around us. And a lot of times when people don't understand it and they've never had a close family member or someone that they are at least intimately involved with in that same situation, they just, what they don't understand, they tend to criticize. So that's why I really do think it's important to go over this, because if we cannot figure out ways to handle our own stress revolving around the criticism we might receive from others, it is absolutely going to affect our health. And also, it really does affect our children and the family dynamics, because when you're constantly feeling stressed out and overwhelmed and you're like you're a failure, then you are not going to show up as the best mom and wife that you can be, especially when you're instead in a place of really managing your stress well and feeling confident. Knowing that sometimes you fail, but also feeling confident that you are absolutely doing the best you can. Okay, The last question I ask myself is, am I happy with how I handled this situation? So this is a bit more of a reflective after everything is done. And the reason I do this is because I've had times in the past where I have not handled myself well. I've let it go and then eventually snapped and been snappy towards people. Or maybe I didn't say anything at all and I should have said something. And for me, it has really been the balance of finding out how to say something and if I need to set a boundary to do it, but do it in a kind manner. And so that's why it's very important for me to ask myself, okay, how did I handle this situation now that it's all said and done? Should I change anything in the future? And also, is there anything now that I need to do differently? So do I need to go apologize to someone and say, you know, I didn't appreciate the criticism, but I also should not have spoke to you the way that I did? Or do I need to say, okay, in the future, I actually need to come up with how am I going to handle this to actually set a boundary? So having kind of a sentence in my mind leading up to a situation of knowing, okay, this is something like this is what I'm going to say has been extremely helpful for me because I tend to either not say anything or snap. And so finding that middle ground has been very, very beneficial for me, and having kind of that script of knowing the calm way I want to say something has been very, very helpful as well. And then what I also ask myself is, what do I need to change in the future? So is there anything I need to handle next time this comes up? Again, this could fall into that having the script or so that you're not going to snap, and also so you do speak up. That's something I have found helpful, but this is going to be very individualized to you and how you tend to handle these situations. I hope this has been helpful for you. I would actually love to hear from you guys in our free Facebook community. How do you handle criticism from others? And then also, is it something that you do struggle with occasionally or often? Head over to our free Facebook community and share with us there. Again, you can find us at bit.ly/motherhoodcommunity. I hope you guys have a wonderful week, and I will see you back next time.
Hey, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds to share this with a friend who is wanting to live more holistically without the overwhelm? Also, don't forget to head over to Apple Podcasts to leave me a review. It blesses and encourages me to know that this show is helping you. All right, friends, it's time for me to go work in the garden and make some homemade bone broth. I will see you back next week.